Well, when you walk in someone else's shoes, you can end up in interesting places. The London-based band Trans Global Underground has applied that principle to create some new music. They've traveled the world picking up the sounds of Bhangra and Gypsy and folk and hip-hop and even a touch of punk. Their latest album, Impossible Broadcasting, is a new musical adventure. Here's producer Derek Rath.
This is London.
Transglobal Underground coalesced about 12 years ago from an alliance of musical misfits, DJs and multinational dilettantes in Britain who, fed up with the endless diet of corporate pop, just wanted to follow the music in their own heads. Little did they know, they would form one of the longest-lasting groups in world beat circles and reshape the careers of many other musicians. Transglobal's sixth album, Impossible Broadcasting, has just been released. Multi-instrumentalist Hamilton Lee talked to me about the group's longevity and increasing international popularity.
We find ourselves playing strange places on the planet, you know, like the Ukraine, you know, and then Sri Lanka, India, you know, doing tours of all these places where, you know, kind of not many people go. I think by the nature of the music we play, we seem to sort of kind of, we're a lot easier on the ears for a lot of people in more sort of different, diverse places.
More troupe than group when their first record Templehead was issued, Transglobal's fearless blend of Indian classical, reggae, Bhangra, DJ culture, community politics and The Clash turned into an unexpected hit. They were unprepared for the response and had to adapt quickly. Hamilton Lee, stage name Man 2 or maybe Hamid, remembers those days fondly.
We had like the three of us and a tabla player and a singer and an Arabic belly dancer, and we were doing the rave scene around in Scotland and various other parts of England, and people were thoroughly confused by what we were doing, because I mean it was at height of like what the rave scene, and I think a lot of people had some bad drug experiences possibly by seeing us on stage.
So wearing masks disguised as Nepalese temple guards and adopting stage names such as Count Dubula, Queen Laquika and Badshah Lalaman, the circus hit the road performing, as much a mysterious collective as a band. The song Stoyane Malele, a collaboration between Transglobal and longtime creative partners Trio Bulgarka, was created in this same spirit of open-mindedness and makeshift adventure. Surviving many personnel changes and shifting public tastes, Transglobal is once again responding to their world, which is, like the group, in a state of constant flux and realignment. Assimilating the changing face of Europe, Transglobal is now bringing more Turkish, Gypsy and Balkan influences to the table. Not only that, they work directly with musicians in the many countries they tour in, rather than relying on samples. Hamilton Lee.
We did a collaboration with a brass band, actually, from Romania, which was we didn't think would work. And it worked brilliantly because, you know, they'd never worked with a sequencer before. It was a sound system concert that we did. And in fact, what we had to do was make the computer actually follow the brass band. They couldn't follow up the computer, so the computer had to follow them. So it was real hands-on, you know, pushing buttons to stop when they stopped and then anticipate when they were going to start again after a break.
Impossible Broadcasting was recorded in London, Sofia, Budapest, Paris, Prague, Cairo, and via the internet in home studios around the globe. Not to mention the host of acquaintances and friends recorded in the streets and bars all over the world. Some argue that this blending of traditional and native cultures is just musical imperialism, another downside of globalization. Again, Hamilton Lee.
An aspect of globalization could be, you know, the exchange of musical ideas, culture and everything through the internet. You know, is that a form of globalization? I suppose it is, isn't it, really?
myriad dancers in dozens of countries are only too happy to embrace Transglobal Underground's particular brand of international musical detente. Impossible Broadcasting is Transglobal's version of a two-way transistor radio, tuned into the human experience and transmitting a sometimes unexpected soundscape to and from a brave new world. For NPR News, I'm Derek Rath.